Well, I'm on the 10:17 a.m. train from Stevenage going to Cambridge, and unfortunately this is a growing issue for many blind and partially sighted people who travel on trains on a regular basis. The audio announcements that are fitted on all trains are not being switched on. So I've started a new campaign called Turn Me On using the hashtag on Twitter. Now, I've experienced it time and time again, sitting on the train going to Cambridge and there are no audio announcements. It is really simple. Please just turn them on. That's all you need to do. If not, then just announce the station stops, because I've missed stops. I've had to get taxis from the station to my destination, and it does cost money. For example, we are now approaching another station, and you can then witness firsthand exactly what we experience, probably on a daily basis. So excuse the silent pauses, but we are now slowing into a station stop. And at First CC, if you are listening, please do take this on board. And I hope to have a meeting with you to discuss this, because it really is just as simple as just switching on the audio or getting your drivers to announce the station stops. Because otherwise you're left in limbo, not knowing exactly where you are. And if there's nobody on the train to ask, then you're stuck. So again, do forgive the long pauses. And here we are, as you can hear, the train is now slowing. We're just about to stop at a station. And you can hear firsthand exactly what we have to put up with. So, very slight delay in pauses from when I actually speak, but this is because I don't want you to miss that there are no audible announcements. First Capital Connect, it's really simple. Turn it on. And all you'll hear is the sound from the doors. That's the only audible bleep or announcement we actually get, which doesn't mean anything, to be honest. It's really disconcerting, especially on a route that you don't really know. And sometimes you might even lose track of how many stops you've actually gone through. So the kit is installed, just turn it on. So listen out carefully, tell me if you can hear the audio announcements, because I can't. People are starting to make their way to the doors. A good indication that we are actually pulling into a station. I know the long pauses are quite irritating, but please do bear with it, because we are practically there. The next you'll hear is the bleeps from the doors. Now we are stationary. Not sure why. Hopefully they will tell us why we are standing at an unknown location. We are still waiting. No audible announcements from the driver to say why we are waiting here. Which is also disconcerting. It would be very useful to know if you are stationary for any period of time, let passengers know. It's really for everybody's benefit, not just for blind and partially sighted people. And we're still waiting. Not sure. Everybody's asking why we're waiting. Possibly another train coming through, but you're not to know that, are you? Something really needs to be done about communication. I just heard another train go through, but it really wouldn't hurt the driver to announce why we were waiting. Or maybe two minutes or more. And we're off. I'm actually getting bored of my own voice, really, to be honest. Complaining, but it really does need to be sorted.
Good morning, we're now approaching Cambridge where this train will terminate. All change, please, all change. Please remember to take all of your belongings with you when you leave this train.
Well, that's pretty good, actually. That's the only announcement we've had on the journey to say it is Cambridge. So whether you've read my tweet, First Capital Connect, and if you have, then brilliant for getting in touch with the driver. But really, it should really be announcing every station stop, not just the start and finish. But thanks if you've bothered to listen to all of this audio boo. Take care.